Joining us on the phone line is MJ Thompson with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, and we're going to be chatting about the swan release that happened just yesterday in Stratford. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning.
MJ, it was a beautiful day for the swan release yesterday. How did it go?
Actually, it was fantastic. We had a lot more people than we were expecting. There were probably a couple thousand people there, and the birds only went from the winter quarters down Marand into the river, so it made for a very tight viewing.
But we had Stratford Police pipes and drums, so wonderful to have them there.
Yeah, it was a last-minute decision. We didn't make any plans. We were asked by Quinn and his team to keep it very low-key again this year, partly due to the losses last year from avian flu, and you know, they really just didn't want a big influx of people. So we did release the birds and the pipes and drums. Stephen contacted me the other day and asked if they could come and pipe the birds down. And, well, they love it, so we figured, why not? So it was a bit of a surprise for the rest of the committee, too, because I didn't tell anybody until yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. But that is a sure sign of spring with the swans released back to the Avon River. But as you mentioned, the issues ongoing with avian flu, were there 11 swans released? Is that right?
There were 11 swans this year that were released. And the reality is, once they get out on the river, the chances of, you know, all of them contracting it are much slimmer because they're nesting in different areas. And they need pretty direct contact. We're hoping that, you know, our population has good luck this summer because the avian flu is still out there.
Exactly. But there is some concerns. I know the city of Stratford have posted about trying to avoid feeding the swans, at least at this particular time.
This is one of the big requests. They don't want the general population or visitors to Stratford or even people that live in Stratford to feed the swans at all. They are a wild bird. They do, you know, they winter quarter inside. But the reality is they can forage for their own food. And Trish, the caretaker, she does check on them all the time. So the reality is they've got that connection with the city, and people need to not feed them. There are signs everywhere. Please pay attention.
Exactly. And again, with the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, and MJ, I'm just so happy that all went well yesterday. And as we mentioned, it was just you couldn't have asked for a better day weather-wise for it.
Oh, no, it was a stellar day, and the birds were very eager to get out. I went in to visit them, you know, before they made their exit from the winter quarters, and they were all getting a little bit excited, picking at each other. It was actually pretty funny. It was like a bunch of kids when you told them you're taking them somewhere, and then you wait. So it was actually pretty sweet.
Absolutely.
And they all made it down to the river, no problems, and, you know, they'll be pairing off fairly quickly when they get out on the water, so it was pretty exciting to see. There are lots of great posted pictures. We posted some pictures on the Civic Beautification Facebook page, but there are several photographers in town that posted some beautiful shots from the other side of the river. They don't get involved in the melee with all the people on our side. I mean, we're there to protect the birds getting into the water, but the reality is the photographers get much better shots on the other side of the river.
Yeah, we'll try to share as many as we can on our social media as well. And again, MJ, thank you and everyone with the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee for all that you do for our community. And so the swans have been released. What's next, MJ?
Well, you know, on my calendar, I already, you know, think about the pumpkin parade. But we've got the one thing I wanted to send a shout out, the 19th Squadron of the Cadets, and I hope I've got that right. They were amazing, and they're volunteering for the Pumpkin Parade as well. They do such a great job for us, making sure that people stay back from the site. So, yeah, a shout out to them too.
No, absolutely. That's great. And again, if folks want more details about the Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, lots of events going on. What's the best way to get in touch, MJ?
Through our Facebook page. We're typically, you know, we'll get back to people within a day. It depends. Like on the weekend, we did have a message come in on Saturday, but because of us not publicizing anything, I'll be answering it today.
All right, fair enough. So, but again, the Swans are back on the Avon River. There you go, the Swan release just from yesterday with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Thanks so much for the details, MJ. Glad it went well.
Oh, yes, thank you, and happy spring.